Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I have the sausage guy in my mouth right now.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the Radio.com app.
All you have to do is push a button on your phone.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
Run back, bro. Run back, bro.
This is the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh, you hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
Wow. Good job. Didn't have to say a word.
With your host.
I'm not taking the blame for it.
The Earmuff Master.
Let me turn the freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
I'm making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, that. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Where's me sausage meaty?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute sports.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was four.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue.
With news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
Everybody,
Monday.
It is a Monday, and it's a beautiful Monday because every single one of our sports franchises was victorious yesterday.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
So, I mean, no jinx possibilities because the Celtics and the Bruins were on the road, so and the Red Sox as well. So, I feel like today is a good day. The weather's not going to be that good. It's actually going to rain for most of the day today, but temperature will be almost up to 60. It's going to be 57, and right now it's 53 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning's show, you can do it on this number, 617-764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107.
I'm going to buy a new couch.
What's that?
I said, I got to buy a new couch.
Why is that?
Because my fat ass crushed all the springs watching all the sports.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Relevant sports watching over the weekend comments. Fired off.
Annie and Will are in Florida. I didn't move for 3 days.
There's been a lot of good. Been a lot of good viewing. Friday night was not such a good opportunity with regard to our Boston Bruins, but there will be a Game 7, and we're going to have Game 7 tickets to give away, I believe, on tomorrow's show. So heads up on that. Heads up on what is happening on today's show at 7:30. Monday's Mutt will be in the studio with us, and Monday's Mutt this week is a greyhound that is hoping that you will give them a forever home. Is that correct, Danielle?
Yes. He's an 8-year-old retired racing greyhound named Cat and Hat.
Uh-huh.
Goes by Cat for short. He was a retired stud from a greyhound farm.
Huh.
And was also the proud daddy of 10 greyhounds.
Wow. I feel like that's a rather elaborate name to give a dog. Like, I feel like a dog's name should not be more than one word.
The racing dogs will have long names.
Oh, yeah. You
got to give them a personality so people know who he is.
Yes. So same with horses, you mean? They name racing dogs the same way they name horses?
Right.
Okay. Well, if you're around at 7:30, you'll be able to join us on Facebook Live, and I'll probably go Instagram Live so that you can see Cat and Hat, the greyhound dog that is hoping that you will be so generous as to clear out a coat room or something or a portion of your bedroom to place a MyPillow dog bed down there so that they can sleep in your home forever.
And buy a leash. Greyhounds like to run.
Yes. Let's see. This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning, morning crew.
What's happening, David?
Happy Monday.
Same to you.
Hey, great performance yesterday.
Yes.
But I'm a little nervous, Greg. Two things I'm nervous about.
Yes.
First thing is, I'm nervous if you even go to the game Tuesday night. And the second thing is, we've only won on even games, like Game 6, Game 4, Game 2.
Well,
I'm very superstitious.
Excuse me. The last time the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, it was in a Game 7. And it was not, we did not even have the advantage of any home ice. So I'm not worried about that. I mean,
if I'm not mistaken, they've won in their playoff Game 7 careers. They won 5 of the last 7.
Well, the Bruins have won 5 of the last 7 of the Game 7s that they have played. All right. Well, we'll have to.
Somebody will correct me.
Yeah, I'm not alarmed about that. They had to win that game yesterday, and they did. And you had your superstar showing up yesterday. Number 63 had an extraordinary game, and he had to yesterday.
Love that kid.
And so I'm not worried about tomorrow night and the Bruins whatsoever. I am worried about Milwaukee because that's who the Celtics are going to play, and that Milwaukee team is a really, really, really good team. But
it's going to be a good series.
Here's a text that says, if I'm not mistaken, the Maple Leafs haven't beat the Bruins in the playoffs in 60 years. Well, I don't know if it's about 60 years or not, but I feel pretty
close,
good.
Close, like 47, right?
Yeah, so has it been 47 years since they've
beat? No, since 1947.
Since 1947. So, yeah, almost 60 years since the Maple Leafs have beaten the Bruins.
I mean,
yeah.
I love the texter's confidence. It's great.
Yeah.
I learned it by watching you.
Yeah. You homer.
All right. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on the Bruins or on the Celtics or on the Red Sox or on any other topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message right this moment or anytime up until 8, and then we will all listen to your voicemail messages together at that time. Coming up in just a moment,
Today's irrational fear. Nothing puts a damper on an Easter celebration like a random coyote attack.
Oh.
Happy Easter. Also, a Brazilian man has learned why you don't hold an aggressive bullpen session when watching a beach photo shoot.
Oh.
And we will also get to chinners in the news. And we will find out why, if you would like to lose a chin, science says you should make every day 420.
Oh.
So we will get to all of that and the rest of today's real news coming right up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I did a little research during the commercial break. That's, LB, that's when you go to the Google machine and find an actual fact that you can use. And the last time that the Toronto Maple Leafs defeated the Boston Bruins in a playoff series, it was the 1958-1959 season. So the
what was my call?
I think your call was 1947, I think.
Same
I believe.
Difference, right?
And
really?
So,
back in the day.
And so the Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 4-3 in that series in 1958 and 1959. So it has been about 60 years, correct?
Wow.
That would make it 60 years, and we're gonna make it 61. After Game 7 tomorrow night. And LB will have more during the sports coming up in about 40 minutes or so. And I will have Game 7 Bruins playoff tickets to give away on this show tomorrow morning.
Leaf captain Dave Keon was one of my favorite players growing up.
Really?
Obviously everyone was a Bobby Orr fan.
Of course.
But the captain of the Maple Leafs, Dave Keon. Epic,
yes.
Epic. Boreas Salming, one of the best defensemen ever for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
He was another guy that I loved.
Another guy that you liked to watch when you were just a young man. Did you watch or did you get it on the teletype? Like, was it coming over the teletype machine, results?
I'll bring you up to speed on Canada. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Hockey night in Canada.
Hockey night in Canada, of
exactly.
course. A legendary television program.
Yeah, no way. The whole country stopped.
Which the whole entire region must stop tomorrow. I demand it. Game 7. All right. Today's weather brought to you by the South Shore Shamrock Fest in Marsh, Vegas, featuring the Dropkick Murphys and happening on Saturday, September 7th. And it is going to rain for most of the day today. The temperature will get to 57 for a high, and it is already 53 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. The South Shore Shamrock Fest in Marshfield features the Dropkick Murphys and Murphy's Professional Boxing at the Marshfield Fairgrounds on Saturday, September 7th. Gates open at noon. For the full lineup and tickets, go to SouthShoreShamrockFest.com. That's SouthShoreShamrockFest.com. Starting on Monday, you're going to get 12 chances every weekday to win $1,000.
Nice.
It is the $1,000 cash code happening here at WAAF. So $1,000 will be given away every hour from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The $1,000 cash code contest begins on Monday. And with regard to those Bruins tickets, I will tell you in about a half an hour how you could be eligible to win those tickets. So I'll give you the full scoop on that coming up in about a half an hour
on today's show. And if you are able to listen at 7:30, we will have Monday's Mutt in the studio. That is Danielle's weekly Heart of Gold segment, in which she attempts to find a loving home for a dog that is currently at a shelter. And today's dog at 7:30 is a greyhound named Cat and Hat.
Yes.
And Cat and Hat will be in the studio at 7:30, and we'll be Facebook Live, and I will be Instagram Live with Cat and Hat at 7:30. And then at 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic, and we will listen to your messages together coming up at 8. Also, heads up on 7:20. At 7:20, we will talk about Elizabeth Warren, our senior senator from Massachusetts, and can you guess which television program is her favorite? You know, she's running for president.
So
if you were going to mention a television program that you watched all the time and you were a presidential candidate, which television show would you tell everyone you were watching currently right this moment? I'll give you a hint.
I got it.
It's one that we won't be able to talk about until Wednesday on this show. All right? Just a little hint on that. But what else is going on before we get to the news, Danielle?
You know, I saw a thing over the weekend that reminded me of, you know how you love when people get a concussion or something, or they go into a coma and they come out of it speaking a different language?
Yes.
Or they have a foreign accent out of nowhere?
Yes.
This story kind of reminded me of that. There was a guy in Nebraska who was having heart palpitations. So he got picked up by the ambulance. He's like 59.
Yeah.
And so he got picked up by the ambulance, and on the way to the hospital, the ambulance hit a pothole.
Oh, must that? You sure it wasn't here in Massachusetts?
I mean, really.
We have potholes every way, yeah. every place you turn in this Commonwealth.
Right.
Yeah.
So the jolt knocked his heart back into rhythm and saved his life.
Really?
Outstanding.
Yes. Isn't that
really
wild? Oh. So we have some sound from one of the physicians at the hospital explaining what happened.
It's rare, but it's a well-described phenomenon. One way to treat that is with an electrical shock. Classically, you'll see on television, the paddles clear and the big jolt. Turns out you can do that with a pothole. It's about the only good thing from potholes.
I guess you're right about that.
Wow.
So did he like bounce out of the stretcher that he was in on
now
the thing?
No, strap in.
Yeah.
Occasionally, a good pothole hit will shut your check engine light off.
Oh, really? That's from the man whose car recently hit 300,000 miles. What year is that, baby?
That's an 02.
Oh, that's
an 02 Corolla. Still running.
Well done, sir. Well done.
The 02. And you have a nickname for your car.
Barbara.
Right? Barbara.
My daughter named her Barbara.
Barbara.
Yeah, I like that.
Barbara.
That's nice.
And Barbara has hit 300,000 miles, and she's probably got another 100,000 in her.
You're damn right she does.
Now, is it confusing when you arrive somewhere and you say to your friends, Barbara has been ridden hard and put away wet?
Barbara's looking kind of rough.
And then you have to explain when your friends say, how'd you get here? You say, well, I rode Barbara over.
Uh-huh.
Then she has to explain, it's a car. All right, knock it off. Barbara's my car. All right, well, that's kind of interesting. So the guy was saved by the fact that the ambulance hit a pothole. You'd think if you were driving an ambulance with somebody in the back who was near death, you would try to avoid it going in and out of the potholes. But
I don't
maybe
know if you want to start pissing off the EMS people. God forbid something happens to you.
Well, potholes sneak up on you.
They do.
You know, you got two cars in front of you, and the next thing you know, it's right there.
Yeah.
They just got to get there. That's their mission.
Let's see. Obscure reference from a 978 texter. Smokey and the Bandit is what that movie's called. Mm. Not in the Bandit, but that's probably some kind of a text error. They hit a pothole, and the guy in the ambulance went rolling down the highway right past Chief Buford T. Justice. And he probably said, Junior, get me a Dr. Pepper and a Diablo sandwich.
Oh, yes.
All right. We should get to the news. And the news this very first hour is brought to you by...
No sponsor this hour.
Oh, okay.
We need to get to the very, very big news from yesterday, the bombings in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Absolutely horrific scene on Easter Sunday. People out everywhere celebrating the holiday, and they targeted six different churches and a few other locations. Eight bombs in total at civilian locations and one targeting police were set off. Current death toll, 290 dead, over 500 injured. The good news, police have at least 24 people in custody right now. They are updating that number as the morning goes on. They did just have some breaking news that I saw come across Twitter. 87 detonators were found at the main bus station in Colombo.
But they didn't go off.
They did not go off, okay. But they did locate them. So this is a real tense situation. By the way, anyone in my age group will probably agree with me. The only reason I know where Colombo is because of where in the world is Carmen Sandiego.
Yes, that was one of the big cities in the OG version. Yes. ISIS is claiming credit for this. Is that correct?
There was a small jihadist group that Sri Lanka had blamed initially that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it's a very small group. So
have LB pronounce it.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I shouldn't laugh.
Authorities had suspected, it's horrendous. Authorities had suspected that they may have gotten some help internationally, so they are continuing to look into that.
Okay.
They did get a warning also 10 days ago that there was a group planning an attack. So many are criticizing Sri Lankan authorities, saying that they essentially let this happen because they had the intel ahead of time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, big situation. Hopefully they'll be able to get to the bottom of it and you know, the death toll will stay where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune magazine has picked the top global leaders.
Okay.
And I don't think you'll be surprised to learn that our governor, Charlie Baker, landed at number 20.
Number 20?
Wow. Number 20.
Out of the top global leaders. Nice. Who's number one?
Number one is, hold on, I have to scroll up. Where did my screen go? Number one. Hold on, I have to toggle between pages. This is like one of those ones where they can't just give you a list. They have to give you a photo of everybody. And you have to scroll through.
You notice how I'm not mocking you like you mock me when I mess up the sports? Do we get the music?
No, you can't have the music.
Are you kidding me right now? Are you serious?
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Bill and Melinda Gates. They are the top global leaders. All right. But Charlie Baker is number 20.
Charlie Baker is number 20. The magazine says that those who made the cut are transforming the world and inspiring others to do the same. They say that Baker's approval ratings routinely land near 70%, a remarkable feat for a Republican leading a famously liberal state.
Yes, we are in a famously liberal state. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true. All right. Well, nice work, Charlie Baker. What else?
In Brazil, an MMA fighter was doing a bikini beach photo shoot when out of the corner of her eye, she noticed a man having an aggressive bullpen session in the dunes.
Oh, that's not right.
Right out there in the open.
Yeah.
Joyce Vieira is her name. She's an amateur MMA fighter. She's in fantastic shape. And the guy was basically staring at her while he was taking care of business. So she approached him and asked him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. He just continued to make noises and groan. She told him to stop again. And then he replied, "Why? You don't like it? Come here." So then she snapped and absolutely beat the bag out of him.
Well, oh, I love good. It.
Yes.
Well, that's why you never do that
mm-hmm.
when, well, first of all, you really should never do it regardless
no. yep.
of
Ever.
Who the subject of the photo shoot is.
Right.
But if it's a female MMA fighter
yeah.
doing a bikini beach shoot, you should take your business home, mm-hmm. I would assume. Now, did they charge him, or was it enough that she beat the yes, she a bag out of do. The guy? Was that enough? No idea.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. What else is happening today?
Really sad news, Greg. Coachella 2019 is finally over.
Oh, Coachella is over.
All of the Instagram babes are going to have to go back to leading their regular Instagram lives.
How long was it? Like 3 months? I mean, it seems like, how do these people go to a festival for this long? It's like 40 days.
It's just absolutely continuous.
Yeah.
So Kanye held his Sunday service at Coachella yesterday.
Yeah.
And like any good preacher, he used it as an opportunity to make some cash. He was selling merchandise at very expensive prices.
What kinds of things was he selling? I mean, this must have been some pretty cool merchandise there.
Socks that say Jesus walks and church socks on them for $50.
Okay.
50?
Sweatshirt, mm-hmm. 50.
50
oh,
bucks.
No, I wanted to start low and then and then, and then increase in price.
Oh.
Trust God t-shirts were coming in at $70.
Mm-hmm.
You could get sweatpants for $135 to $195. And if you really wanted to have the all-out stuff, you get the Holy Spirit on the front Sunday service at the mountain on the back sweatshirt for a mere $225.
$225 for a sweatshirt?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of people on acid have that kind of money?
Yes.
Well, that's the people that follow him. It's all the rich people.
Yeah.
It's all the rich people.
Oh, that's, I mean, on, I guess, a positive note, they're not as much as the Yeezus sneakers or whatever it is that he's selling.
I know.
Those are like $600-$700, mm-hmm. I think.
Well, you got if you're gonna get those, you gotta have the $50 socks. You might as well go all the way.
Of course, right?
you can't just wear regular tube socks with those.
Of course, you do.
tube socks.
Are those still around?
I don't know. $50. What are you thinking?
I mean, I know exactly what he's thinking. He has a wife who has expensive taste.
I'm asking the buyers. What are you thinking?
I mean, Kanye has to. He's got to pay. He's got to keep Kim in the lifestyle that she has become accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
A little fun with 911 this morning.
911, where is your emergency?
Get ready for fun with 911.
We're going to buy some marijuana this morning.
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't.
I don't think that's what that's for.
Yeah. I was just sitting in my backyard and a monkey just ran through it.
A 5-year-old boy in Michigan called 911 yesterday morning to ask for McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
How many of us have ever been in this position? Now at least the adults can use Uber Eats. But he was using a deactivated phone that his grandmother had lying around, but he was able to hook it up to Wi-Fi, and you can still use 911, I believe, on phones that are not activated. So the dispatcher said that they could not bring him McDonald's, but a police officer went out to do a well-being check on the boy anyway and happened to pass a McDonald's en route and decided to bring some to the boy, which was very nice.
He did?
He did, yes.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I didn't know you could call 911 for a McDonald's delivery.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, this officer has just set a precedent. Yes, you can.
Now you can.
Yeah.
Are you a hungry shoe?
Yeah, let's call 911.
I don't believe I ever received my coffee, by the way, that was supposed to be purchased when I kept Scott from Weymouth.
You want a coffee? I'll buy this morning.
I mean, I think
whatever
Scott.
Whatever you guys want.
I think Scott ought to buy the coffee. But that means if I mention that, that means he's going to call.
Yeah, how about this? How about he just doesn't call? That's equal to a nice hot cup of coffee.
Thank you.
All right. What else, Danielle?
Some chinners in the news information for you. There's a new study out that says marijuana users don't gain as much weight as those who don't smoke pot.
Really?
Yes.
You don't buy this shoe?
No. I mean, I am a living lab, but what's the? Let's hear the facts.
Well, no. The what it is?
Living lab. I like that.
Well, no. You would basically be an additional 200 pounds if you didn't smoke, is what they're saying.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
so I'm doing it wrong?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. It's not the three pizzas I order.
So what's the deal?
So new evidence from Michigan State found that individuals who have the munchies because they may be on the pot do not gain as much weight as those who don't smoke it. They did a study over a 3-year period, and they said that anyone who did not use marijuana that they studied showed a weight increase. Interestingly, those who did use pot had less of an increase compared to those who never used. They find that users, even those who just started smoking pot or taking it in any form, were more likely to be at a normal, healthier weight and stay at that weight.
Huh. We missed out again, Shu. That's a $2 million study.
You mean like Action Bronson? He's at a nice, 400 pounds? You know? Killer Mike. There's another big dude.
Yes. They said that behavioral issues could be the reason for this, and that people become a little bit more paranoid about gaining the weight, so they're more aware of what they're actually consuming when they have the munchies after you have the pot.
Well, I think pretty much they're paranoid about everything.
Right, yeah, the paranoia.
It's real.
I worry more about where is my pizza? Why isn't it here yet?
Right.
Those people are whacked.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
All right, well, it sounds like if you want to lose some weight, then you can get on the weed.
Yeah, good luck.
All right.
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, let me know how that is.
Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is 6:38, and if you would like to call and be a part of the show this morning, Call 617-764-9223, or you can text if you would like on the text line, which is 97107. And keep listening today to win Red Sox tickets. Listen for the double play of back-to-back songs from the same artist for your chance to win. Today's artist is Shinedown. So sometime after 10 today, you will hear a double play of Shinedown, and you can win Red Sox tickets. If you want an unfair internet advantage, then sign up for the WAAF email, and you'll receive a link which gives you the artists and the times that you should listen. So all you have to do is sign up for the AAF email, which you can do when you go to WAAF.com. That's WAAF.com. Coming up at 8, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, and that Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. I just shared a link, or I actually retweeted the footage from Toronto where the guy in the Bruins jersey is lit on fire by the Toronto Maple Leafs fans yesterday. And you might want to take...
Is he okay?
Yes, he was able to get the jersey off and to run away shirtless. But obviously, I think since the video footage exists, there will be some young Toronto Maple Leafs fans who will hopefully do some jail time for that assault on a Bruins fan. And so that's on my Twitter feed this morning. Greg Hill, WAAF. Is how you can find that on Twitter.
Did you do that in high school, at your high school parties?
Light someone on fire?
No. You always light somebody. You always...
No.
The lint burns off your shirt.
No, I never did that. I guess
it's just a Canadian thing.
It must be a Canadian thing. It doesn't seem like a very nice thing for the Canadians to do to each other, but...
How else are you going to get the pilling off your hand-me-down jeans, Greg?
Yeah, so... they take their hockey very seriously up there, and you're talking, of course, about a team that hasn't gotten out of the first round in the playoffs in 15 years and hasn't beaten the Boston Bruins in the playoffs since the 1950s.
I can't you're just jinxing our guys.
now, here's somebody who says, I'm pretty sure that was not a real... incident involving a Bruins fan, that maybe the participant was a Maple Leafs fan who willingly participated in the jersey being lit on fire.
That makes it a lot smarter.
It's right. Probably fake.
Oh, I thought those guys are real dumb, but now
several texters say it's just a prank, a fake video, but anyway. Speaking of the Bruins and the Maple Leafs, I have tickets for Game 7 tomorrow night at the Garden, which I am going to give away on tomorrow's show. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to undertake the search for Captain Bruins Hardo. Since many of you are hopping on the bandwagon like yours truly, I am going to look for someone who has been there since the beginning. And if you can prove with what you might bring into the studio tomorrow morning that you are Captain Bruins Hardo, then you will be eligible to win these tickets for game number 7. So... you may have some kind of an ancient ticket stub that you are able to present tomorrow morning. You may have some kind of a photo collage that you are able to present. You may have some kind of a autographed 8x10 that you received on mimeographed paper from former Bruin who's now a radio sports director.
What am I going to take 25 pictures down out of my garage?
If whatever it is, I would like to hear about it this morning. And the item or items that you think prove that you are Captain Bruins Hardo would be the items that you would bring into the studio tomorrow morning. And we will assemble a few of you, and then we will determine who we think is Captain Bruins Hardo. So
I can't wait to be Captain Topper on this. I can't win.
You played for the Bruins, so yes, of course you would be Captain Topper.
That doesn't.
I mean,
who else played for the Bruins?
I only have a picture of me and Cam Neely after we beat the Montreal Canadiens the first time after losing it for 26 years.
Could
I bring the 8x10 with me and my coach Jerry Cheever's autographed 8x10?
One would expect certainly that you had a lot of memorabilia because you did play.
Yeah, no, I know.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, this person wants to know if photographs with LB count. I mean, I don't know if a photograph with LB, a lot of people
we're
have.
At a bar?
Is he conscious?
Seriously, yeah. Are there any other photographs of me not with you at a bar?
Right, yeah.
There are a lot of you who have a picture of yourself with Lyndon, but let's see. Here's somebody who has a Dropkick Murphys jersey with Thordy's signature on it. That's it is number 22. That's pretty good. This person has a illegitimate child with Lyndon.
All right.
That they might bring in.
You're not getting squat.
Is it signed?
How old is he? Well, it's probably a she because.
I would think it would be a she. Yes.
I've only got one son. I got like
you
girls.
Mean the child is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ross Brooks autograph. Who's Ross Brooks, LB?
No, not a clue.
Yeah. Let's see.
Played back in the late 50s.
Really?
In the 60s.
Nice.
He was a goaltender. He played 3 seasons with the Bruins.
Oh, that's a pretty obscure one, but that does. I wonder. I hope that person didn't pay for the Ross Brooks autograph.
He made his NHL debut at 36, making him one of the oldest rookies in professional hockey history.
36
wow.
years old? He was
that's
a rookie?
Cool.
Yeah.
Not as old as that over 30 Hardo who got to fill in that game last year as the third goaltender. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I have an autographed photo of PJ Stock.
Stocker.
Stocker was in town recently for a charity event. Yeah,
he's the best.
Let's see. While working for local construction magnate Jay Cashman, I painted the Bruins logo and the number 37 on the dredge they built.
Oh.
If you could yank the dredge out and get a semi-trailer to bring it over here, maybe that would be a winner. This person has an autographed Milt Schmidt Hall of Fame banner. LB.
Get out of here.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's Dolly Lama right there.
That is a
Milty,
good
great
one.
Guy.
Let's see, what about a game-worn Andy Moog jersey?
Mooger.
That's pretty good. It's not bad. Let's see. Here's somebody who has a picture of LB moments after he woke up after falling on the beach in Old Orchard Beach last year.
Did I autograph this?
Yes, it's signed.
It's got to be signed. otherwise, it's not legit.
This is Evan. Hello, Evan.
Hey, now it's Kevin Kidd.
Oh, what's up, Kevin?
Go Monday. Hey, Kidd.
Yes?
I think LB's confused, Kidd. Mm-hmm. I think it's Captain Hardo, not Captain Lardo.
LB is not a Lardo. I mean, the guy's in pretty good shape. Looking pretty good.
I don't even, you know, that doesn't even bother me anymore.
No?
No, I've dropped 50 pounds. I'm happy days.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, my wife and I had a Bruins-themed wedding. We will bring in the cake that you are supposed to save, and you guys can eat the Bruins-themed wedding cake. What are you supposed to save that for, like, your 10th anniversary, or is first, it just your first anniversary?
You can't bribe us with cake. Or you can't.
How do you save a cake for 10 years?
No, you freeze it.
One.
And put it
one.
Oh, you just freeze it?
Yeah.
Obscure reference, Seinfeld, when Elaine ate Jay Peterman's cake that he had purchased from, like, the royal wedding of so-and-so that was, like, hundreds of years old.
I'm sure that at that Bruins-themed wedding, they had Rene Rancourt come out and sing the anthem at the wedding. He has cleaned up on that. The guy's... Yeah. Guys made thousands of dollars by doing wedding appearances and the like.
25 hunch kid to get Rene to show up.
He's done, though, now. He's going to fulfill the rest of his commitments for this year, and then he's done doing weddings.
That's it. I love how Nancy Know-It-All knows immediately what's available at a wedding.
My friend wanted him to sing at the wedding, and he's not doing it anymore. She was really bummed out.
She has the whole thing planned out. Let's see here. I have a Polaroid of my aunt with Bobby Orr at his 27th birthday at Wellesley Country Club.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty good.
His 27th birthday?
That's a good one. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I have a Bruins tattoo and I'm named after Derek Sanderson. Oh, that's the other thing. You could probably bring in a dog that is named Cam. Or Tuca. Mm-hmm. That would be another way to prove that you are Captain Bruins Hardo. So if you're just tuning in, I have Game 7 tickets to give away, and I'm going to do it during tomorrow's show. And this morning, you should text or call and tell me what you have that signifies, that demonstrates that you are Captain Bruins Hardo, because there's a lot of captain bandwagons who are hopping on to the success that this Bruins team is hopefully going to have in round one of the playoffs. And so if indeed you have something that you could bring in here tomorrow, we will get a few of you in here and we will select one of you as Captain Bruins Hardo, and you will win the tickets that I have for Game 7 tomorrow night to give away. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on, Ron?
I've got a Bruins ticket with Bobby Orr's signature on it.
What year, do you know what year the ticket is from?
I was younger. I don't know. Back in maybe the 80s.
That's pretty good. All right, hang on a moment, Ron. That's a pretty good one. No, not good enough?
Well, no, if it was when he played, that would be legit.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I can grab a Bobby Orr autographed hockey stick that I got at Ken Casey's golf tournament last year in the game.
Yeah. You know, again, you're not eligible to win.
No, I know, but my point is...
It'd be easy to grab something.
That's not really legit, you know?
Well, here's somebody who you gave chlamydia to. Oh. Does that?
We're going to need the lab certificate on that.
Do you have the hospital visit certificate? I need the name of the doctor, and we have to have him call in to confirm.
All right, I'm just looking through these text messages. I have a Ray Bourque autographed shopping bag from Stop and Shop. I don't know if that's going to be, I don't know if that'll be good enough or not. I have a picture. Here's a 508 texter.
Is that from like 2 months ago?
508 texter.
Nice job, Bubba.
I have a picture on my phone of Greg leaving after the first period was over on Friday night. No, I stayed for the... I jinxed him through the whole game on Friday night. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Chris?
So my father, speaking for him, had dinner, played golf with Adam Oates, and has a autographed hockey stick from the result of it all.
Wow, that's cool.
Autographed Oatsy hockey stick.
Oatsy. Unbelievable.
Maybe. Hang on. Maybe. We'll get some information from you. And we'll see. All right, so you can suggest all morning what you have that proves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.